2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
9:30 on this Thursday morning, and I just want you to have a listen to this.
I just wanted to come on and say that we still have hope. And we still believe. And I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
Now, that is the voice of well-known and very high-profile American TV news anchor Savannah Guthrie. And Savannah Guthrie now finds herself at the centre of one of the biggest news stories in America, because it's nearly 3 weeks since Savannah's mother, 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, was kidnapped from her home in Arizona by a masked man. Despite a massive search and a sizable reward offered for her return, Nancy Guthrie is still missing this morning, and we learn that the investigators have been in touch with the Mexican authorities. Journalist Aoife Barry has been following the story and is here with us now to bring us up to speed and fill us in on some of the details. Good morning, Aoife. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. How are things?
Thank you so much for joining us, because I would just love you to explain for people who've never heard of her. Who is Savannah Guthrie?
Yeah, she's really, really famous. So if you're living in the US and you turn on the telly in the morning, she basically is the co-anchor of the morning show Today. Okay. And she's been in that job since 2012. So she's had the job for a long time. She was also working for the network. She was their chief legal correspondent. She was the White House correspondent. So she's had very high profile jobs. She's the smiley face of this show. And so millions of people watch her every day. And her mum, Nancy, has been on the show as well. So people will have been familiar with her too. So I think that also kind of adds to it that people know who Nancy is.
So let's talk about Nancy for a moment, because what do we know so far about what happened to her mother?
What's really interesting about this case is that there's not that much that we know that has changed over the last number of weeks. It's been 3 weeks. What we do know is that she was taken from her Arizona home, it's believed, in the early morning hours of the 1st of February. So the day before that, she basically got an Uber driver to drop her off at a family member's home at around 5:30. She went to dinner at a family member's home. After that dinner, it's understood her son-in-law, Tommaso Cioni, who's the husband of her daughter, Annie, who's Savannah's sister, dropped her back to her house. Afterwards, she lives in a big house in this kind of big estate in Tucson, kind of well-off area. He dropped her off at home. The garage door opened. The door is then closed 2 minutes later. So it's presumed she went in through the garage door. Then at 1:47 a.m., so she got home just before 10, at 1:47 a.m., her doorbell camera disconnected. At 2:12 a.m., software detected a person on the camera. And at 2:28 a.m., her pacemaker app, so you can understand from that she obviously has major health issues, that disconnected from her phone. So that suggested she was removed from her home around that time. Now, the family first became aware about it because she didn't arrive for a church service the next morning. So the 1st of February, she was supposed to go to church. She was a very religious person. They were expecting her to turn up. A member of the church realized she wasn't there, contacted the family. Relatives went to her home around 11 a.m. that day to check on her, found no sign of her. And then she was reported missing. And the investigation kind of kicked off then at 12:15. So not that long afterwards, on the 1st of February. And since then, there's been no sign of her. They did find some blood just outside the house. They DNA tested that. That was her blood. They found other DNA belonging to somebody who's not in the family and not Nancy. And they've been searching the local area around her house. And now there is that news today. They've also contacted law enforcement in Mexico, which obviously isn't that far away from where she went missing, and would be quite kind of normal, you'd imagine, as well, too. There's not necessarily a suggestion she was taken over the border just yet. But I presume all possibilities are there that they're looking into right now, because they have not found any sight of her since the 1st of February or 31st of January, even.
I know that you mentioned that Nancy had been on television with Savannah, but did she have a high profile herself?
She wouldn't have been obviously as high profile as her daughter, but I think anybody who's interested in Savannah's life would have known this is her mom. And I think the sister as well, Annie, had also appeared on the TV. So because she's so famous and the information about all of her family members is out there, people would have been aware of her. I mean, Savannah would have posted about her siblings and her mom on her social media. You know, she's very active on there. Their dad died when they were teenagers, so they're really close to their mom as well too. So I think that all kind of adds into it. And it does make you question, okay, was this because she was the mother, or she is the mother of a very famous person, or is this something that's completely random and unconnected to having a famous daughter? I mean, you know, it's to the point where Donald Trump has commented about it. The FBI are obviously involved. So that high profile has thankfully benefited the family in the sense that there's a huge amount of attention on the police investigating this.
We did hear a clip of Savannah at the very beginning of this appealing to whoever's taken her mother. But what have the family said so far?
Yeah, so they've released a number of videos, and sometimes what they're saying is a little bit cryptic, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean in the sense that, like, they're trying to get a message, obviously, they're out there and they're trying to say things, but they can't be maybe that clear sometimes at what they're saying, because some ransom notes have been sent into different media authorities, and it's not clear if those are real or fake ransom notes. So in the videos, they've talked about their mom. They said, you know, she's a kind woman, she's faithful, she's a fiercely loving woman of goodness and light. They talked about the grandchildren really adore her. But they also said that she's in constant pain and that she needs life-saving medication that was left behind in the house. So they said, you know, her heart is fragile, her health is fragile, that they want the people who have potentially taken their mother to come, you know, to them, to contact them, to say she's still alive. And what's very interesting too is that in one video, Savannah said, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. Okay. We need to know without a doubt that she's alive and that you have her. So there, I think, is very kind of, they're talking towards that idea of with AI technology now, it could be potentially, people could potentially fake a video. So they've got that added stress onto all of this too.
I know. And like, I mean, that's been a wider conversation that we've been having in the media for, you know, months now about like deep fakes and all these huge videos and the AI's going out. The FBI are involved. Have they identified any suspects?
So one person was arrested and then they were freed. There's no suggestion that they had anything to do with it. There is a huge reward. I think it's gone up to $100,000 for information. They've got tens of thousands of calls and tips in from people. And the investigation is being led by Pima County Sheriff's Department, which is local in the area. And the sheriff from that is on the media all the time in the US talking about it. But he doesn't necessarily have any major news that he's been giving out. So, you know, the main suspect is a guy who appeared on Nest footage. So Nest is like doorbell camera on footage outside Nancy's door on the night she went missing. So when that kind of breakthrough happened, in the sense of that footage was found, that did kick the investigation to a different level. That's been the biggest thing that's been found so far. So investigators are searching for this person. They believe the clothing and the face mask that the suspect wore was purchased in Walmart. So they've been doing a lot of searches around trying to identify that person. They believe it's a man between 5'9" and 5'10". We do see this person covering the camera lens with some plants. They appear to have a gun on them. They've got a big bag on their back. So that is kind of the big thing that they're investigating at the moment. And they also found a glove, because the person in the video has gloves on.
Okay, so talk to us about that. Like, what's the significance of them finding this glove?
So if people watch the video of it, and it is available online because the FBI did release that video, this suspect is wearing very unusual big thick gloves. And so there was a big search going on to see if they could find anything connected to this person. They did find lots of different gloves in the local area. It's believed that some of those were actually owned by people searching for Nancy. But they did find one particular glove that matched those gloves seen in the video. They did test it and they didn't find any connection to somebody on the FBI database, right? Okay. So they checked this DNA database called CODIS, which would indicate whether the person had kind of already been picked up by the police before. They didn't find a match there, but that doesn't mean they won't find any DNA match at all. They're still going to be testing that to see if they can connect that to somebody else. But that was something that I think people were hoping there'd be a big breakthrough, that potentially this person had, you know, a history there and was connected to that database, but they weren't. So yes.
So Aoife, where does this leave us? Like, what's the latest update in relation to the story then?
So at the moment, they're still doing searches, they're still doing forensic tests, they're still, you know, testing the DNA of that person that was potentially on the scene, that DNA they found on the scene, to see, you know, whether or not that's somebody connected to it. The FBI increased its reward to $100,000. They have also reached out to the authorities in Mexico in relation to it. They received, like I said, 18,000 tips, so they're going through those, but they've also asked people not to be doing a lot of speculating online, because there's a lot of people live streaming outside the house. Somebody even ordered Domino's to the house, and that ended up being delivered practically to the door of Nancy's house. So they've kind of said to people, like, as we've been seeing a lot, like, don't be doing this kind of online, you know, sleuthing, leave this up to the authorities. So maybe the fact they've reached out to the authorities in Mexico might lead to some breakthrough, but it's very unusual in the US for somebody of Nancy Guthrie's age to be kidnapped. I think it's like 1% of kidnapping victims are in their 80s. So there's so many baffling questions, unfortunately, for that poor family as they're experiencing this really terrible incident right now, and waiting for their mother to be brought home to them, or at least make contact with them.
I know. I'd say they're sick with worry. God
terrible,
bless them. It's awful. Aoife, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Give us an update on all of that. That was journalist Aoife Barry. We'll be right back after.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.